RSN 927 Summer Breakfast with Andrew Mays and Glenn McFarlane.
Welcome back to the show, 12 minutes to 8 on your Friday morning. Now joined by Luke Hodge from the Brisbane Lions, who has had a very busy summer. Been seeing him play a little bit of golf and a little bit of backyard cricket as well. Hodgie, good morning.
G'day guys, how are you going?
What have you done more, golf or backyard cricket? I mean, seeing the kids on Instagram getting involved, what have you played more?
I'd say a little bit of both, but I guess with kids at 10, 6 and 3, there's not many quiet times at home, so I think the youngest one's the worst. He's the one, as soon as you get home from training, you've either got a ball thrown at you or a basketball, and you're outside.
Now, have you given them any chin music yet in the backyard?
No, I'm not allowed to. I've got to keep all field. Okay. So we've got clear rules that the three-year-old does what he wants. the next brother decides whether he keeps or bowls, and then I've just got to stand in the field and fetch the ball.
Hodgie, what I am astounded by is that you're a great fan of the pre-season. You love playing footy. How did Patrick Dangerfield rope you into being the vice captain of the Bolts in AFLX?
I guess it's a couple of things. One, if you get into a running round and over, you can't play a game of football. That's always more enticing.
Good point.
But I guess the other thing is you turn around and you look at the guys that have already put their name down and the blokes that you can play with. And I found out in 2014 and 15 with the international side that how much fun it is. And I know I'm running out of chances to get the chance to play with some of the best that are going around. And for one last time, I jumped at the opportunity.
Is there a scope at some stage to potentially, we can't have State of Origin, we know that we're never going to probably have that again, but perhaps look at an AFLX State of Origin at some stage?
Anything's got potential. I think, as you said, especially if you've got the quality players, I said, like, you've got Angie, you've got Jack Reid, you've got Eddie Betts, you've got Shaunie Burgoyne, Cripps, Dougie Martin, you've got all these blokes that are at the top of their game. Maybe not Shaunie, but he's going to play for another 10 years. But but you sort of look around, and I think if anyone can get the opportunity, especially as a young guy, if I was a 20-year-old and had the opportunity to see what Danger does, which maybe his other teammates don't, I'd be jumping on that as a young guy. And I guess as an older guy, it's just bumping shoulders with fellas that you've battled against with for the last 10 years.
On to the Brisbane Lions pre-season. Can you feel a sense around the club? I know I heard a couple of comments from Greg Swan talking about the frustration and they're sick of not making finals. You obviously haven't been there for all of that time, but can you sense that frustration and drive amongst the group this pre-season?
I think if you ask all clubs, I think everyone says, oh, this pre-season, we're all flying and we've been... everyone's on the track. I think you get that from all 18 clubs at this time of year. But I think you're right. I think there's been a bit of a dry time up here. I think everyone's known that. But I think a few years ago, Brisbane sort of started from the bottom and built himself up. And what they've done off has been unreal. And I think with the emerging fellas coming through led by Zorks, I can really see potential in the group. And that was one thing. We just came back from a camp down at Hobart, which was sensational, because normally in my career, I've done pre-season camps in December, where it's all about fitness, where the one in January was about match players, about making sure the younger guys understood the way the Lions want to play the system, and making sure that the new guys that come into the club know that what their teammates are doing right from the start of the season.
Yeah, you've got hopefully a bit more synergy coming in with a lot of the guys, Lachie Neal and the like, but is a bloke like Charlie Cameron, who had such a frustrating first year with the Lions, how's he tracking at the moment, and could he be almost like a virtual new recruit as well as the other guys?
Yeah, I think what Chuck's brought in, because he had such a good start last year, but I think everyone noticed what he did, King Golf. What we have noticed is him coming back in, he's put off a teammate. He's doing that he was doing at Adelaide that no one really saw last year, because they were mesmerised by what he could do with the ball. And I think that's really good for the Cameroners and all the other younger guys coming through, the hippies, that seeing a bloke like Chuck, who can turn a game at a blink of an eye, still willing to do all the team stuff as well.
In terms of that younger group as well, the leadership and obviously that side of things, which you're a big part of up in Brisbane and developing those young leaders, is there a comparable time to when you're at Hawthorn and feeling that growth amongst the leadership on and off field? Can you get that sense with this group of youngsters up in Brisbane?
Oh, look, I hate to compare both groups, considering one was a long time ago. but I'm definitely excited with the crew that are coming through. You look at Harris Andrews, who's 22 years old, but playing with him, it feels like he's a 10 or 12 year player. Jared Berry, the way he came back this year, he just led from the front with his running, with his competitive stuff. And I think a lot of the other younger guys have followed too. Cam Rainer's football ability has always been there with it, and how he's come back ready, fit for another big year. So, look, there's a lot of younger guys coming through, and just to name those four was a bit unfair considering how much work the rest of the guys have done.
The club had so many close losses that could have gone either way last year. Do you get the feeling that 12 months on, you know, an extra, the players are more understanding now of Chris Fagan's game plan, and that's going to really help you going forward?
I think we learned a lot from them. I'd prefer to have those losses than, because you always look harder at a loss than what you do at a close win. So for the guys to go through and understand why we lost was probably the most important thing for us moving forward. And then I guess the other thing is the more times we're in those situations, the better we're going to get. So we've reviewed a lot of them, even over the pre-season, of what we did wrong, what we can do better. And it's all about learning and getting the guys in that position. And the more they do it, the better they're going to be at that situation.
Just a quick one to finish. Dermot or Crawf in the jungle? Have you been following their pathway through in the jungle? And is that something for you, you reckon, down the track, Hodgie?
I'm not sure about that. But normally, the last few years we have been watching, the kids are all over it. But we did a camp down at Hobart, and that hour difference, by the time pre-season came around, I was in bed at 7:30. So I was missing it, but no doubt with Crawf being in there, I'll be flicking on occasionally to sort of see how he's going.
Luke, thanks so much for joining us. All the best for the rest of this pre-season, and we wish you the best for 2019 as well. Looking forward to seeing the continued development of the Lions up there in Brisbane.
Thanks, Hodgie.
Thanks, guys.